Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Money Wise Tips. So for today, i-discuss naman natin the bad money habits, no? Na kailangan mo tanggalin. Actually, I will give you 3 bad habits, no? Money habits na kailangan mo tanggalin that's stopping you, no, from achieving financial success, no? Okay? And taking control of your financial future. So, I hope na may matutunan ka sa ibibigay kong tips na to. First, of course, no, kailangan mong mag-budget. No, hindi ka nagba-budget, no, kahit gaano kalaki yung pera mo, kahit gaano kalaki yung kinikita mo, kung hindi ka nagba-budget, wala rin yan. No? So ano ba yung budgeting? So yung budgeting, you tell your money where to go, no, before you earn it. Kumbaga, bago mo pa lang siya kitain, sabihin mo na sa kanya kung saan siya pupunta. So isulat mo, let's say if you're earning 20,000 a month, saan mo i-allocate 'yon, no? Dapat at the end of that allocation sa sinulat mong 'yon, zero dapat yung magiging ending. Kasi dapat sasabihin mo na kung magkano yung sa savings mo, magkano yung sa gastosin mo, sa grocery, sa transportation, everything. So, kailangan magkaroon ka ng budget. That's a very basic one. Financial planning tool, no? Budgeting. So, dapat i-direct mo yung money mo, hindi yung money yung magde-direct kung saan siya pupunta. Okay? So, second is spontaneous spending. So, ibig sabihin yan, no, hindi ka pa, kumbaga pag gagastos ka, hinayaan mo lang, no, kung kumbaga sige, bilhin natin 'to, okay lang 'yan, tara, bili tayo, ganyan. So spontaneous lang 'yung pag-spend mo, dapat again it's within the budget. Kailangan merong criteria, no? I'll just give you 2 tips, no, in your spending. Again, if it's a minor purchase like 'yung mga sapatos, damit, ganyan, give it a week before buying it, no? Ibig sabihin niyan para ma-avoid mo 'yung impulse buying, no, yung parang buyer's remorse feeling na tinatawag. Again, 1 week for my minor purchases. If major purchases, siguro 1 to 2 months, no, let's say kotse or yung mga big ticket items, no, yung mga mamahaling items, siguro give it 1 month or 2 bago mo siya bilhin para sure na talagang hindi ka magsisisi, you avoid the buyer's remorse feeling. So buyer's remorse feeling, ano ba yun? Ibig sabihin nun yung, di ba, minsan may mga tendency tayo ganyan, ba't pa natin binili to? Well, especially sa online purchases, no? Ba't pa natin binili? Para saan ba to? Di ba, minsan ganun eh. Tapos ba't ko siya binili? Tapos minsan after a year, di ba, parang ba't mo siya binili? Di ba? So avoid that feeling. So avoid spontaneous spending. It must be in the budget. Have some criteria when to buy. Okay? And the third one na bad habit na gusto kong gawin mo, yung tanggalin mo, is you're not making saving a priority. So you should, no, pay yourself first, no? Saving is a payment for yourself, no? It's about paying yourself 10 to 20% of your income every month. So if you cannot do 5%, or if you cannot do 10%, you can do 5% at least. And then, no, dahan-dahan mong increase to 10%. Okay? So make sure you pay yourself first before you pay Meralco, before you pay SM or anyone. No, pay yourself first ikaw nagpakahirap dun sa income mo. So make sure bayaran mo yung sarili mo. So you're not making saving a priority. That's a big no-no. So yan yung pangatlong pagkakamali na, or pangatlong bad habit, no. So kailangan make it a priority to save, no, for your future. Okay? Pay yourself first, no. So again, do budgeting. Second, have a criteria for spending. Don't be spontaneous lang on spending. Third, no, making a saving a priority. So, kailangan priority yan. And the next videos, natuturuan kita kung paano mag-effective save. No? Kasi that's the number one problem ng mga Pilipinos. No? So, majority sa atin, no, only around 1 out of 4 households lang ang nagsisave. No? Nakakalungkot. May iba walang savings, either wala silang pang-save, either wala silang tiwala sa bangko, no? But dapat mag-save tayo. Okay? So in the next video, tuturuan kita paano pa mag-save, paano palugiin yung pera mo. And if you learned something in this video, please do share this video and like my page. Thank you and God bless.